All right, you were just listening to Hour to Kill. I'm going to hand it over to Foxtrot here in a second. This is 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Come back next week, same place, same time. You'll hear me, and then you'll hear this same show. So stick around. Got a good show coming up.
Time, a way to dream. I'm taking time out to clean up my room. And when I clean up, my room will gleam. Because dreams aren't as unreal as they seem. I'm taking time, a way to dream. I'm taking time out. Put the records in their covers and then I'll put the albums back into their place. And I'll sweep up this morning, and when I look at the clock, I see it says 10. I'm taking time away to dream. I'm taking time out. Well, I just can't be sure anymore. I just can't be sure. No, I just can't be sure anymore. I just can't be sure. I'll pick up my pants even though I might wear them today. Smooth out my covers on my bed so after I wash up I got someplace to go. I'm taking time away to dream. I'm taking time out. Well, I just can't be sure anymore. I just can't be sure. No, I just can't be sure anymore. I just can't be sure. I'm taking time away to dream. I'm taking time out to clean up my room. And when I clean up, my room will gleam. Because dreams aren't as unreal as they seem.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to this semester's first installment of Foxtrot. Foxtrot is my show. I've had it for, this is my, what, sixth semester doing it? Seventh, even? I think sixth. Sixth semester, where I like to play things that I think are good and or interesting. And so this is my slot. Every week, I hope you'll join at least some weeks. If you're here this week, I appreciate it. And then if you're here other weeks, I would appreciate it even more. And actually, every other week you're here, I would appreciate it even more than the last time. So that's true. Anyway, the song I just played that I think is good and or interesting was Time Away by Arthur Russell. I know some Arthur Russell. I don't know a ton. This one I think is quaint. I think it's kind of lovely. It's just feel good song, like, yeah, I will clean my room and it will gleam. And I think that's a feeling everyone can get behind these days, especially in this climate. I don't know what that meant. Okay, I have a pretty fun show. I didn't do this during the summer, so I've got a lot of excess songs where I was like, oh, this would be great for my beautiful show Foxtrot. So we're gonna listen to those, and I think I'm gonna have a good time, and I hope you all have a good time. And, yeah, without further ado, here's some, MJ Lenderman. Okay. Be back in a bit. Goodbye.
People have- Well, I don't like talking to myself, but someone's gotta say it. Hell, I mean, things have not been going.
You got the radio playing, and all I can think is to change it to some shit I hate. It's better than something that you like. You got a big new job, so now you can act like it's alright, but it's not.
And it's true.
Okay. I'm back. We just listened to Best Behavior by Greg Mendez. Right before that, we listened to That's Just the Way That I Feel by Purple Mountains. Right before that, we listened to I Am the Cosmos by Chris Bell. And right before that, we listened to On My Knees by MJ Lenderman. So that MJ Lenderman song, On My Knees, comes from his new album, Manning Fireworks, that I believe came out just under 2 weeks ago. I think it was two Fridays ago, I believe. So maybe just under, no, it's under 2 weeks. Yeah, the album's phenomenal. I've kind of been on the MJ Lenderman hype train for the last year or so. I've been there. And I feel like he's kind of a Carolina kin connection, because he's from North Carolina and I'm from South Carolina. So we have that in common. And yeah, I loved Boat Songs, which was the album before this. So I was really looking forward to Manning Fireworks, and it did not disappoint. On My Knees is one of my favorites from the record. I don't know why I just called it a record. I'm not 30. But On My Knees is, I don't know. It's like, this is not a great way to describe it, but it's almost like comically sad. I just like the idea of just walking and you see MJ and he's just on his knees in despair. But it's also kind of a relatable feeling where you're like, it's just like, you know, sometimes you're just in a funk where you're like, you're going to see me and I will be miserable. And that's okay. So yeah, shout out MJ Lenderman. If you haven't listened to Manning Fireworks, I highly recommend it. It's good. It's got some good twang. Okay, I'm going to move on. Next, I Am the Cosmos by Chris Bell. Fun fact, I originally only knew a cover of this song, actually by Wednesday, which is the band that MJ Lenderman plays guitar in, funnily enough. But eventually I listened to the original, that being this, and oh my God, it's incredible. Like, it's just one of those songs that kind of latches onto you, and it's so addictive, and I don't really know why. But every time I hear it, I'm like, I should play that again. And I am frequently rewinding it. And, yeah, I don't know. It's just phenomenal. I can't really put into words why I love it so much, but it just fuels something in me spiritually. I think that's the only answer. There's definitely some transcendence, within that song. Next, That's Just the Way That I Feel by Purple Mountains. Purple Mountains, for those who don't know, is David Berman, famously known from his work with Silver Jews. Of course, rest in peace, David Berman. He passed away a few years ago. This album is actually right before he died, so a lot of people sort of see it as his goodbye note, I guess you could say, is the PG version of that. And it's devastating, but also it's just like a triumph, I think, in songwriting. And this song, I think, exemplifies that belief of mine. In that it's just a tour de force, I feel like, of witty songwriting and just like a catchy melody. I can't explain it. Like, it's like extremely depressing. You know, he's upset, but you're like, I can't help but groove to this. It's just classic, I think, David Berman in terms of witty lyricism. And I think this album in particular, but especially this song, is just more catchy, I think, musically too, than what you're used to from like a Silver Jews album. So that's pretty cool. I recommend checking out this album too. And finally, Best Behavior by Greg Mendez. I've been on a Greg Mendez kick for the past like week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks or so, maybe month. I don't know. And this song's fun. I love the little coda at the end with the guitar. It like, maybe this is a niche reference. It reminds me a little bit of Scarlatti. Shout out my Baroque music listeners out there, keyboard and or guitar. Yeah, he's got a beautiful voice. I could have saw him live and I didn't. I could have seen him and Angel Olsen, and I didn't. I regret that. But that's fine. Okay, we're going to move on. I've been talking way too long. Here's some more music that was released recently, and I'll let it speak for itself.
Suitable like one.
Hello, hello again. I am back. We just listened to Keep You by Ariel. Right before that, we listened to The One by The Lemon Twigs. And just before that, we listened to Cry For Me by Magdalena Bay. I think Cry For Me by Magdalena Bay is the greatest song ever written. Okay, maybe not really, but it's like every time I listen to it, I'm like, this is insane. Like, I don't understand how like two people just make that. The song, of course, comes off their newest release, titled Imaginal Disc. This also came out like a few weeks ago, and it is also incredible. Like, I've never been a huge Magdalena Bay guy. I've never had a distaste for them, but I've never been like, oh, I define myself as a Magdalena Bay fan. And this album changed that, because it's just kind of like the best pop music you've ever heard for like, what is it, 45 minutes, however long the album is? 53 minutes and 42 seconds, if you want to be exact. And yeah, I think this song is the highlight for me, just easily. It's my song of the year. I doubt it'll be topped. Just like the emotional peaks it reaches is absurd. Like, actually absurd. I don't know why I'm talking like this is the best athlete in a league or something, but like, that's how I feel about this song. Like, it's crazy that like people can just write that. Yeah, I don't know. Check out the whole album. At least put this song in some playlists. Do something with it. It's crazy. It's like one of the best things I think I've ever heard in a long time. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but coming from a place in my soul, I really don't think I am. Next, The One by The Lemon Twigs. The Lemon Twigs, I'll say it, have some hits, right? And this song might be the one, pun intended. Let's go. Yeah, that was all right. No, but it's just like a fun little rock song. Like, the Lemon Twigs have just a very funny vibe, and that they lean so hard into that we are going to make the most 70s music ever and not be ashamed about it. Just unabashedly, we're playing music like we live in the 70s. And you know what? It works. This song is so good. It's so catchy. There was like a week-long period. Actually, I think it was last week, where it was like the only song I listened to for 3 days. It's just an earworm. The vocals are great. I love the like three separate guitar solos in a song that's under 2.5 minutes. It's charming. It's lovely. It's great to sing along to. I was singing along to it in the studio. I'm not ashamed to admit that. And yeah, check out the Lemon Twigs. And then finally, Keep You by Ariel. This was a kind of change of pace, I think. We got some nice little shoegaze / dream pop going. So I don't know a ton about this band. I want to say they were active in the 2000s. Let me fact check that. No, 2010s. This song came from the 2010s. 2000s and 2010s, I guess. But yeah, I know some of their songs. I had a shoegaze phase a few months ago. And they just have a knack for writing the most beautiful riffs you've ever heard in a shoegaze song. Like, this one, I think, is one of them. It's so simple. The it's like so cat. It's not catchy, I guess, but it's an earworm, I guess you could say. If I could use that phrasing again. And the whole time in the beginning of the song, I was like, oh, it's gonna come, and it just never did. But then when it did, it's just like, it's so satisfying. It's one of those songs where I just wish they kept bringing it back, and they almost like didn't bring that melody back enough. But yeah. Check out Ariel. But something else you should check out, you know, now that checking out is on my mind, is think about this, guys. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Yep, that's right. First PSA of the semester, baby. Seamless transition. Okay, I have more music to play in only 20 minutes, so we're going to listen to that music, and I'll be back in a second. And guess what? More new music. I am on a roll. Okay, goodbye.
From the way you hide your makeup on, from the way you've done your hair, from the way you sat down next to me, from the way you ordered your drink, from the moment you put your hand on my knee, I knew I'd have you with ease. Did you come here often? Do you know how this thing works? Do you go to bed with a different man every night? Don't tell me I'm the first. You must have heard about me. Everyone knows my name. Everyone knows I'm holy. All the revolutionaries, all the jihadis too. Round the world I'm holy. You know my name. Everyone does. It's true. It's true. It's true. It's true that I'm known around here. The barmaids know my name. I've had them all before. You are new. I'll have you too. It's time to give in. From the shores of Havana to Moscow and French, Guyanese, in Cantonese, everyone knows my name. Some
trouble that I kind of go through, if at all. You don't know the kind of thing that I don't mind, but I don't have to spend much time in pleasing, nor fix me up a spiral to unwind. Some say love is sublime, like in the movies, but proceed with caution for you may regret. But I can't wait again to see my baby, and I only stepped out for a cigarette, standing on the looking end of freedom. I wonder, could I leave it all behind? I wonder what it means until I'm same as any time. So
Wow. We just listened to You Don't Know by Duff Thompson. Before that, we listened to Knife Fight by Trophy Wife. And right before that, we listened to Holy Holy by Jordy Greep. I have a lot to say about Holy Holy. This song came out like a month or two ago, I think, by Jordy Greep, famously known as singer of the band Black Midi, which recently announced their hiatus. This is his first song as a solo project, a solo outfit, I guess you could say. And my thoughts can be summed up. This is what I said about the song on my story, which is that he's kind of a musical genius, but at the same time, he should be put in prison, I think, for this song. There are some things he says where you're like, okay, you cannot be talking like that. But it's just like objectively, I think a really well done song. Again, I think he's kind of a musical genius. I don't know how he thinks of, it's good. I'm tired. It's been a long day. But yeah, shout out Jordy Greep. Please be a little less weird. I know it's like ironic and like what it's meta. Oh, but it's like, do we have to have that lyric in it twice? You know what I mean? If you're listening. Okay. Next up, Knife Fight by Trophy Wife. This is just a good song. Like, I think it's just good rock and roll, you could say. Vocals are great. I love the guitar solo throughout at the end. It's good. I don't have much else to say. It was on my Discover Weekly. Shout out the Spotify algorithm. And then finally, You Don't Know by Duff Thompson. Duff Thompson, get on that. Everyone get on the Duff Thompson train. He's got some great hits. If you're like, you're kind of into some twang, Duff Thompson is kind of where you have to be. So this comes off his, again, 2024 album. Shout out me, new music, but it's 2024 album Shadow People 2. The whole album's great. I think this is the highlight for me. Just I love the little sparkling melody at the end. Yeah, there's not much else to say besides that I love the song and I have less than 2 minutes left, so I'm going to wrap it up. Okay. Thank you all for tuning in to the very first installment of 2024 fall semester edition of Foxtrot. Again, this is my slot throughout the year. Wednesday nights, Thursday mornings, 1 a.m., however you want to think about that. And yeah, please join whenever. So I had a good time tonight. I laughed, I cried. I hope you guys did too. And yeah, please join me next week. Again, this has been Noah, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WFM Medford, Tough Street from Radio. I don't think there's a DJ after me, but it's like automation's cool. And I'm going to play one more song. We probably won't finish it. I don't know. Well, if there's no one after me, it doesn't matter. Okay, we're going to listen to Alien Days by MGMT. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you all, or I'll speak to you all next week. Okay, have a good one.
Sometimes the windows combine with the seas in a way that twitches on. Pick up the place where the spirit was slain.
Hey, one foot leads to another. Nights for sleep, blue curtains, covers, sequins in the eyes. That's a fine time to dine. Divine who's circling, feeding the cards to the midwives. Love those alien days.